Next on Westmoreland Saturday morning, it's Wildcats 30 with Mike Paremka here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and this is gold.net.
Well, good morning and welcome back to another edition of the Wildcats 30. The Wildcats 30, a closer look at the academics, arts, and athletics in the Greater Latrobe School District. My name is Mike Paremka. I'm the assistant superintendent at Greater Latrobe, and I'll be your host this Saturday morning as we speak with Zach Hyde, the newly appointed athletic director at the Greater Latrobe School District. A reminder, you're listening to the Westmoreland Saturday morning here on 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, and at worldwide at thisisgold.net, which can be found on the iHeartRadio app. Well, good morning, Mr. Hyde. How are you today?
Not a too bad morning. This week's been pretty crazy. We had some rain Thursday evening and throughout the day Friday. So Mother Nature had her way with us the past couple of days, but we're finding different ways to bob and weave, get some games in here towards the home stretch of the spring season, and looking forward to getting into the playoffs here in a couple weeks.
You know, our listeners probably don't realize that next to the meteorologist, the person that follows the weather the most in Western Pennsylvania is the athletic director. Am I right?
Yes, completely. Even weeks in advance, we look forward to the weather that's coming our way, and a lot of times we know that meteorologists are probably the only people that get paid the amount of money that they do to get their job wrong. But that's what we have to deal with on a weekly basis. And knock on wood, so far this spring we've had a pretty good weather. So let's hope that it sticks out that way.
Absolutely. Now, Zach, you're currently the, at least for the time being, you're the assistant athletic director at Greater Latrobe. Your new position won't take effect until this summer. But I guess just kind of walk me through your journey, from high school to Greater Latrobe and how you got here and how you prepared for this position.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting journey. I can tell you that from the beginning. I'm a 2012 graduate from Mount Pleasant High School. From there, I went on.
Now, wait a second. You graduated from Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
Now, Ohio is the cradle of coaches. Western Pennsylvania is the cradle for quarterbacks. Is Mount Pleasant the cradle for athletic directors?
To be honest with you, yeah, it's Greater Latrobe it is.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Your predecessor there, Mr. Mears, also a Viking back in the day. Did you play sports in high school? Were you involved in athletics?
Yep. I was a four-year letterman in golf, a three-year letterman in baseball, and I did participate in basketball for a few years, my freshman and sophomore year.
So you were obviously interested in athletics as a high school student. And I know you're going to go on to college here after 2012, but did you know in high school this might be the career path for you, or was it something that evolved over time?
Honestly, going through high school, the dream job that I had in mind, believe it or not, was to be a gym teacher. I kind of saw what they did, and they were always around athletics and sports, and they were helping kids and teaching them, and that's kind of one thing that I wanted to get into. Now, through those years, there was a rumor going around that school districts were going to start dropping the gym teacher position because of the state budget cuts and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And they were going to start accepting extracurricular activities, so after school sports, as put those credits towards those gym classes that those kids weren't going to take because they were going to eliminate those from the schools. So that's when I kind of had to transform my thinking as to what I wanted to get into. And then that's what led me on to going to play baseball at Seton Hill on scholarship. And I know that they had just started a brand new sports management major there. So that kind of led me in a different direction that, while the gym teacher thing probably isn't going to, come to fruition, being an athletic director or just being in the sports world, which is the sports management major, it's a sports business degree. That's kind of what I wanted to get into.
So your degree is in sports management. You are not teacher certified.
No, I am not teacher certified.
Okay, so I want to talk about that for a second. By the way, in hindsight, you would have been fine in either career, right? Because we haven't cut physical education from schools. But I'm glad you chose the path that you did. But let me ask you this. I think that, again, our listeners are probably used to what they think athletic directors are. And most of them probably remember a teacher who became an athletic director or an administrator who was who became an athletic director in their past. You have a sports management degree, which obviously has prepared you maybe in a more specific way to be an athletic director. How is that across the WPIAL? I mean, I know you work very close with all of the – as an assistant athletic director, you work very closely with all the athletic directors. Is that something that's becoming more commonplace, Zach?
Yeah. To be honest with you, the sports management degree – in retrospect, compared to all the other degrees that colleges offer, is a new path for students to take when they go on to college. So, yeah, the WPIAL, being in the athletic office now for about 4 years, I've come to find that a lot of the newer athletic directors that are getting hired in the districts are mainly just sports management or sports specified college degrees, whereas they're not going to find a lot of, teachers or administrators or educators turning to take that seat within those school districts.
And so what types of things then did you study as an undergraduate to prepare you?
A lot of it, like I stated earlier, the sports management degree, and I tell the people this all the time, because they come to me and they say, well, sports management, so you wanted to be an athletic director. I said, no, that's not it at all. Your sports management degree is a sports business degree. So through my undergraduate, I had your macroeconomics, your microeconomics. You had the various business classes. So your marketing, your finance, your sales. I took a sports law class. I took a sports psychology class, sports socialism class, things of that nature. So it's not really just specified for becoming an athletic director in a high school or a college. It pretty much broadens your horizon so that you're able to go work for a professional sports team if you want, go work for, college and their sales or their marketing. It's actually way more to it than just what people may think.
I understand. How'd you get to Greater La Trobe then?
Greater La Trobe, and it's funny how it happened. My spring semester of my senior year at college, we had to complete an internship for, I think it was 200-some hours. And being local, got a hold of Mr. Mears, and I said, hey, I'm looking for do an internship for the spring semester. I got a lot of hours that I need to put in. Are you looking for some help? Mm-hmm. One thing led to another, completed that internship, helped out with a couple Steeler nights. So later after I graduated that past September of 2016, he called me and said, hey, Zach, we just had our in-school suspension supervisor position open up. If you're interested, we're looking to fill that position. I think you'd be great for that. Come in, get your foot in the door in the school district, and the rest is history.
How long have you been the assistant then, Zach?
Assistant athletic director for about 3.5-4 years now.
Wow. You're listening to the Wildcats 30, a closer look at the academics, arts, and athletics in the Greater La Trobe School District. I'm Mike Paremka, the assistant superintendent, joined today by the newly appointed athletic director at Greater La Trobe, Zach Hyde. You're listening to the Wildcats 30 on the Westmoreland Saturday morning here on 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, and 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, and worldwide at thisisgold.net, which can be found on the iHeartRadio app. So, Zach, you have to go through a process, an interview process, and there were numerous candidates for the position of athletic director at Greater La Trobe. How was it to go through that process? I think one of the toughest things to do is to interview in front of people who have seen you work. What was that process like? Was that tough to interview with people you knew and you've worked daily with?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it was very difficult. The weeks leading up to that interview, I started playing different scenarios in my mind, asking myself questions that I thought the, you know, the interviewers would ask me. And a lot of it, because when you go into that interview, you can't, and you're interviewing in front of people that you know, that they know the job that you do, what you've done so far. It's hard to tell them that with it being something that they already know. So it was a little nerve-wracking to go in there, but I knew one or two of the other candidates that were going into it, they were top-notch candidates as well. I just felt that if I went in there and just proved myself and told them that, hey, look, I've been here for this long, this is a smooth transition, I'm in touch with everybody in the community already, I'm in touch with everybody at the school district already, I've built the relationships across the WPIAL, and, you know, I just wanted to continue the great work that the athletic directors before me have done and, you know, keep that community mindset that is here at Greater Latrobe within the school district.
So when I talk to new people coming into new positions on this show, I always will say to them, why Greater Latrobe? Obviously, you know, working as an assistant athletic director for years, as you did, you built your resume, Zach. You certainly would be a top candidate in any school district or something at the college level, or as you had said, even you could go work for a pro sports team. Why apply for this position at Greater Latrobe?
Truthfully, I just think this is one of the best school districts you're going to find in the area, if not the state. The faculty, the staff, the administrators, the school board, everybody here, the first thing on their mind and most importantly is the kids. Whether they're student athletes, whether they're regular students, whether they're, you know, in the band, in the arts, anything like that, they care about the students, and that's the number one priority here. And I fall right in line with that. And if I can work in a school district where my ideals, my priorities lines up with everybody else that's on staff here, I think it's you couldn't ask for a better place. Not to mention, as I'm sitting in the press box here at Rossi Field, the facilities are just top notch, and you're not going to find that too many other places.
I bet the turf field at Rossi and the turf fields at Graham Sabota might help you out in rainy springtime weather.
Yeah. So, for example, just yesterday, Friday, we have varsity and JV baseball. JV baseball's was supposed to go to Laurel Highlands and play there in varsity at the high school at 7 o'clock. Laurel Highlands calls us and says, "Hey, our field is swamped. What's the chances we can send both JV and varsity up to your place to play on Friday?" And I said, "Absolutely." So we actually played both JV and varsity baseball up here at the turf last night, and it was seamless.
And I would think there too, you know, if you get a rain in the afternoon, you're still okay to play as long as the rain stops, right?
I mean, actually, we still play in the rain. Let's think back to Thursday night. We had boys varsity lacrosse up here on Rossi Field. If you remember correctly, it was a pretty good downpour, steady downpour for the entire night, and they played that game as if, you know, it was sunny in 75. So that's one of the, you know, beneficial things of having artificial turf. And I think I'm starting to see that athletic directors and school districts are starting to make that switch around the WPIAL so that, you know, while it may be a large, large cost to the school district, it creates way less headaches for athletic directors and the teams in general.
You're listening to the Wildcats 30 here on the Westmoreland Saturday Morning. Mike Peremka joined by Zach Hyde, the newly appointed athletic director at Greater Latrobe. A closer look at the athletics today. I always say the athletic arts and the academics, but today we are taking a closer look at athletics. Zach, you have worked for years for Mr. Mears. You obviously had an athletic director when you were in high school. You have worked with other athletic directors around the WPIL. What are your goals moving into this position? You know, things you want to change, things that you want to do. And by change, it doesn't necessarily mean it's something that you disagreed with the previous athletic director, but what are your goals here as you move into this position and you are no longer an assistant?
Now, in the past couple of interviews that I have done, I think one of my main goals, and I think that we're able to achieve this, is I would like to see more of our students, athletes, move on to pursue their athletic careers in the collegiate capacity. I think that we do have some student athletes here that are still able to go on and compete, maybe not at Division I level, maybe not even at a Division II level, but to move on to maybe a Division III, an NAIA school, a junior college school, pursue those athletics. Because, believe it or not, the tuition in college is getting out there. It's getting to be expensive. And I feel if these kids, you know, pursue those athletics, they're going to be able to get more money, be more financially stable after they graduate college if they would pursue those athletics when they go into college. That's probably one of my major goals. And I love to see our kids achieve, and I love to watch our kids continue to achieve after they graduate from the high school. I mean, if you would know Mr. Premka, Zach Kokoska, he was one of my baseball players back in 2017 when we won Whipules in the state championship. I've watched him go from Virginia Tech to some junior college down in Florida, and now he is at Kansas State, and he is just absolutely tearing it up. And that, as an athletic director and a coach, is something that you love to see. And if I could spend the rest of my career here doing that, watching our kids continue to achieve and succeed, that, I mean, that's the icing on top of the cake.
I think that sometimes kids think that only a full athletic scholarship is possible at places. And we all know that you can get partial athletic scholarships as well. And when you're talking about $40,000, $50,000 a year in school, you know, in what it costs to go to college, you know, to get $15,000 to participate on the baseball team is $15,000 less that you either owe somebody or you pay out of your pocket. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I myself am a prime example of that. Like I said, going on the Seton Hill playing baseball after high school, I was on athletic scholarship. I was on academic scholarship. If I did not have that, chances are I would not be sitting here talking to you today. Mm-hmm. So I want to urge kids, yeah, though you may not be, you know, a Division I athlete, a Division II athlete, there's still opportunities for you to go out there, continue playing the sport that you love, and get financially rewarded for that.
The day for an athletic director begins about what time?
With going back to weather, if it's going to rain that day, I might have a phone call 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, depending on if we would have some type of track invitational that starts at 9 o'clock or a Saturday event, you know, that starts sometime in the morning. You know, I don't think it really ever ends. I'm answering emails back and forth with athletic directors sometimes to the wee hours of the night, 11, 12 o'clock. You know, it's hectic. I mean, there's no day that is the same, no 2 days that are the same. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you just have to enjoy and you have to just dwell in that life. But it's something that, like I said, I enjoy doing. I love being around athletics. And, you know, lastly, it's always for the kids.
So that's communication a lot with athletic directors. But then you've got to take all that information and communicate it out to your coaching staffs as well, right?
And coaching staffs, you know, event workers, security staff, busing, local newspapers, radio stations. I got to get it all out there, and I got to get it out there quick as soon as that decision's made.
And just for example, again, to give our listeners an idea here, how many sports are you managing right now here in the spring?
Through the spring, we have, I believe, 6 to 7 varsity sports, as well as 6 junior high sports. So we got 12 going on right now, not to mention any other communities that use our facilities here at the high school. And AAU teams, you know, they come and they rent the surfaces for use, and we got to manage them as well.
Yeah, and I don't think that folks sometimes understand the totality of managing all of those moving parts, you know, and sometimes what's lost in this is junior high school sports. Approximately how many of those at Greater La Trobe? I mean, total.
I would say it's probably equivalent to that of the varsity sports. We do have a junior high feeder program for pretty much every sport besides golf and tennis, I believe.
Wow. So, and you don't, there, I mean, that's not left to someone different to manage, am I correct? That you have to manage those as well. There's no one, like, there's no assistant athletic director, am I correct?
Not at the present moment. No, there is.
Yeah, I understand how that goes. You're listening to the Wildcats 30 here on the Westmoreland Saturday Morning worldwide at thisisgold.net, available on the iHeartRadio app. And, of course, as always, on 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, and 98.7 Westmoreland Gold. Mike Paremka, the assistant superintendent at Greater La Trobe, talking to Zach Hyde, the newly appointed athletic director at Greater La Trobe, having a great conversation with you. I appreciate you coming on the air with me here this Saturday morning. You're probably like managing six things at one time. You're looking at your BlackBerry there and doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Do they even make those anymore?
Yeah, no, they don't. What do you think your biggest challenge will be coming into this position, Zach?
I believe, and I think this is just a Western PA thing, I believe that my age might send a little bit of a challenge to me. You look around the whip, a lot of your athletic directors, they're 40, 50-year-old guys that have been in the job for a while. They've been around. They've seen it. Things are gonna hit me that I'm not expecting some things, but it also comes back to you don't know what you don't know. So you're going to have to be able, I'm going to have to be able to be willing to work around those different issues, find solutions for them quickly, and, you know, just adapt.
Well, I would certainly like to think that you being in the assistant athletic director role, you have obviously, Mark has been a mentor to you, but I've got to think you've built some relationships with these folks. It's not like they're going to not know who you are, the other athletic directors, right? I mean, I'm sure you have some other mentors out there in the Whippeal.
No, absolutely. And, you know, once I got the appointment for the job, I've had multiple athletic directors reach out to me and say, hey, Zach, congratulations. If you need anything, don't be afraid to get a hold of me. Always willing to help you. I think from this August, I had about three or four other athletic directors' cell phone numbers in my phone. Now I think I'm up to about 30 or 35. So we're starting to create more of those relationships. And I think as long as I have those guys behind my back, always there to ask questions, I always have Mr. Mears in my back pocket. I always have, past athletic directors from other schools, reaching out to me and say, hey, Zach, you ever need any help, let me know. But I think I got a good group of guys behind me that are willing to help me be successful.
You mentioned that you're younger than me, and I know that you worked that in there on purpose. The possibilities there that you could do this job for a very long time. And again, our listeners might say, well, yeah, that's what athletic directors do. But really, in the most recent past, I don't know that anyone has spent 20 or 30 years at an athletic director position. But you realize that that possibility exists. Am I correct?
I do realize that, and I really hope that that is the case. Like I said, this is a great school district. If they have the kids in mind first, and they have the greatest facilities that I've seen from a high school in a long, long time, and I really have no plan on leaving. This is a great community to work with. Everybody, gets along, and it's just you're just going to ask for anything more.
Yeah, and then you answered my question, which was going to be, like, are you okay with that? The fact that you could be around here for a while. You're certainly going to be around here a lot longer than I will be. Glad to know that the athletic department is in good hands for quite a long time at Greater La Trobe. Zach, Steeler Night is like something that comes along with being the athletic director at La Trobe. The NFL comes to town one night, and I say comes to the city of La Trobe one night a year. It has become, under Mark's leadership, it has become a spectacle, which I guess we shouldn't be surprised. It has become a national event. ESPN, Sirius XM Radio has covered this event. The NFL Network covers this event. Your thoughts on having to manage that whole show as well?
You know what? It's actually something that I look forward to every year. Believe it or not, I've been a part of four Friday night Steeler nights so far in my lifetime. I actually, believe it or not, back in 2016, I actually quit my summer job for 2 weeks to come over and help Mr. Mears set up for Steeler night for 2 weeks, just to get that experience, get a year under my belt setting everything up there. But I actually look forward to it. I think it's a great night that we hold here. All the funds and monies that and revenue that we get from that goes right back to the kids, distribute that out. The community in Westmoreland County as a whole benefit from it. They look forward to us having that. They get excited for it. Local communities have come and told us, hey, we make 50% of our profit just in that month of the Steelers coming to town. And as a school district and as an athletic director, that's something that, we want to help. We want to help our community. We want to see our communities and our businesses thrive. And I look forward to it every year. I love setting it up. I love getting down there, meeting all the guys, meeting Steelers staff, and basically putting Greater Latrobe School District and the city of Latrobe on the map.
All right, so we got a couple minutes left here in this edition of the Wildcats 30, and I want to say this to you, Zach. I have been around. I've watched you hit a baseball. I have had the privilege of playing golf with you and driving you from my ball up to yours on the fairway. I know you hit it a long way, but you're a really good bowler too, aren't you?
I am.
I love it. I am. 300 game good.
Yes, I do have one of those under my belt.
And from what I understand, from time to time, you will go with the school resource officers after school, and you guys have like a little bit of a bowling competition going on. Am I right?
Yep, every Thursday, we head over to the local bowling alley. It would be myself, our head resource officer, and a couple principals, and a couple other school members. Want to come along, they're more than welcome. But yeah, we go over there, have a competition. It's a good way to kind of ease into the weekend, shake off the Monday through Wednesday blues we get here at the high school dealing with the everyday things. And we have a blast, and they never have a chance against me.
Is that right? Because that was going to be my question. You're anticipating my question. You're doing very well in your first interview as athletic director because you're anticipating my questions. And that was going to be my question for you. Is like, do they ever get you, or is everybody just playing for second, I guess, huh?
Mr. Engel, our assistant principal, he's been vastly improving since we've started this day. I think we began this last school year. But officer there, City of Latrobe Police, and also our head school resource officer at the high school, he just can't seem to get it together.
Do you have your own ball, or do you just take one off the rack?
Nope, I have my own ball, my own shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on with me today, Zach. That's about all the time we have left here. Thank you again, and good luck to you as you transition into the athletic director spot.
No problem at all, Mike. Thank you for having me on this morning. And I just like to say I look forward to working with the Greater Latrobe School District community, and I look forward to it.
Very good. That's Zach Hyde, newly appointed athletic director at Greater Latrobe. And that's it for me, Mike Paremka, your host for the Wildcats 30, a closer look at the academics, arts, and athletics in the Greater Latrobe School District. We'll be back next month, the first Saturday of every month, right here on the Westmoreland Saturday Morning.